Morning, B. Happy King Day.
Good morning, April. Happy Monday and happy MLK Day. Hope you're feeling good. We got a lot of news this morning. Let's get right to it. The Harford County Health Department is reporting this morning that anyone that had their COVID-19 test done on January 10th at the Ripken Stadium needs to have their test redone. The agency's primary laboratory experienced a COVID-19 outbreak, so the test samples were routed to a backup lab instead, but the samples had expired by the time that they arrived. Of 471 samples taken Monday a week ago today, January 10th, for PCR testing, were discarded as a result. Fortunately, the issue did not impact rapid antigen tests taken the same day. Anyone who needs to be retested can line up at Ripken Stadium and switch on their hazard lights. Once a flight attendant verifies that you were tested at the site January 10th, you'll be directed to an expedited queue for testing. And April, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day this Monday, January 17th, and it is a national holiday, which means some institutions and businesses may be closed. This national holiday observes the birthday of civil rights leader Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964 and was assassinated some 4 years later. Now, you can expect government agencies like banks and some retailers and corporate offices to be closed, and rightfully so. For example, the United States Postal Service will be closed today, but other delivery services will be open, including UPS and FedEx, albeit with modified service for FedEx Express and FedEx Ground Economy. Big retailers like Target, Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, and other major grocery stores will stay open, but if you're looking to do any day trading today, you won't be able to because the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ are closed to honor Martin Luther King Jr. And April, the winter storm that slammed much of the South yesterday with ice rolled north today, bringing havoc to holiday travel plans and snow so furious that even people in snow-accustomed places like Buffalo, New York, were impressed. Almost 2,000 flights into and out of the U.S. already have been canceled today as of 7 a.m., and yesterday's weather chaos forced similar issues for almost 8,000 flights. So if you have any travel plans scheduled for today or tomorrow, you might want to go online and double-check to make sure that they're scheduled to leave or arrive on time, or if they're flying out or flying in at all. And April, while some of the country, most of the country, was focused on the NFL playoff games this weekend, which weren't really the greatest games, my focus was actually on the in-state, in-city rivalry between Coppin State and Morgan State Universities. Now, I'm a Bear, I'm a Morganite, but I gotta give my props, as much as it pains me, to Coppin State University and Juan Dixon's men's basketball team there. They beat my Bears, my Morgan State Bears, in a literal buzzer beater, 79-76, with 1.5 seconds left on the clock, and the game tied at 76-76. Ninda Tark of Coppin State took a pass in traffic behind the half-court line and drained a three at the buzzer. Ugh, the dagger in my heart and of the Morgan State Bears. But it's all good. We'll see them again, April. That's all I've got. I'm Brian Pettaway. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on April Watch Live for more news that impacts you.
Thank you so much for those amazing stories, Brian.